As promised, though, we start hour number two by having a conversation with a 14-year MLB vet, an all-star, a gold glove winner, a silver slugger, an AL home run champion, an AL comeback player of the year award winner in 2007. Obviously, a very decorated player. It is Carlos Pena, and he is back. Carlos, my man, it's so good to have you on the show once again. How are you?
Man, what can I say, Jim? Really happy to be back with you in the show, but I have to say that I'm having a very tough time digesting and assimilating what happened last night, man. But more importantly, not what happened, but how it happened. I'm struggling with that.
Why don't we talk about that, Carlos? Because you did tweet that last night, and I was going to say, how are you feeling this morning? But you just said it again. I think it's a great line. I'm having a hard time assimilating the Rays lost, and not so much what happened, but how it happened. So as you start to process that, how are you feeling this morning? What kind of thoughts do you have about what you saw last night?
This is the thing, Jim. I mean, why do we love sports? Why do we love baseball? It's precisely because it lends itself to, you know, amazing narratives. We can see ourselves through these athletes, you know, and when these athletes rise to the occasion and conquer a moment and become heroes, that's why we tune in every single night to watch baseball, to watch football, basketball, whatever it is. It's because it allows us to dream. It allows us to live through these athletes and see how, you know, they conquer the impossible, right? But, you know, last night, it wasn't even that much of a leap of faith to leave Snell in the game. I mean, he was dominating the Dodgers. I mean, I've never seen the Dodgers really have a tough, you know, that much of a tough time as they were having last night with Snell. So it's not like Cash would have been taking this huge leap of faith and leaving him in, right? I understand that, you know, if you look at the Rays DNA as far as how they go about their business, they've been praised on this, you know, Cash particularly, on how they make decisions based on analytics, and they are cold-blooded when it comes to that. There's different lineups every single night, and they have been celebrated because of the success they've had with a small payroll, precisely because of how smart they are and how they utilize their analytics department, and they utilize every single resources effectively, every single of the resources effectively on a nightly basis. But come on, man. Game 6 of the World Series, you have your horse out there pitching absolutely a gem, and you take away the baseball from him, and you don't give him a chance to either experience defeat or victory. I mean, no victory. It was just like, you know what, I'm taking the ball away. I don't even want to do a chance at succeeding or failing. That to me, I'm having such a difficult time assimilating it and accepting it because that's why we love baseball. And the ball was taken away from Snell at one of the crucial moments in his career and possibly race history.
Carlos Pena is my guest. Carlos, I can hear it, obviously. I mean, you are having a great deal of trouble assimilating this right now. If you yourself, and I understand why you are, if you yourself are having this much of an issue assimilating this today, how do you think the players, Snell and his teammates, are feeling right now? How much trouble are they having assimilating this?
Oh, they're having an incredibly tough time. I mean, think about it. We play baseball, right? We try to become professional baseball players. And if we were to look at the numbers, we wouldn't even try because the numbers are stacked against us. So let's start with that. You know, all these guys, you know, most of them, they weren't, you know, given things on a silver platter. They had to fight to get to the point where they're at this moment. So it's precisely the ability of an athlete to defy all odds that make them so good. Right? That is precisely why they are at the level that they're at. So when the moment, the climax is about to be reached of the moment, you're going to do a record scratch and say, not so much, give me the ball, because a computer says so. Look, let's face it, guys. I mean, Jim, if you look at the evidence, it's quite overwhelming as far as, you know, the stats are concerned, you know, the third time around the lineup. Universally, all pitchers have a tougher time later in the game than they do early in the game. Snell particularly had a tougher time late in the game than early in the game. But you have to be able to err on the side of aggressiveness. in baseball. And I remember Joe Maddon used to say that all the time. We err on the side of aggressiveness. Right here, they were erring on the side of caution, almost timid, to make sure that you don't make a mistake. And that's not the way to play any sports, and certainly not baseball. And that's why I'm having such a difficult time accepting the way the Rays lost last night. And I know that the players are heartbroken, specifically Snell. And it's going to take a while for him to shake that off. I mean, I know how much of a competitor he is. And the ability to compete, the opportunity to compete, was taken away from him.
Carlos Pena joining us. Carlos, I can see exactly what you're saying. Do you think Snell, and Snell knew, like when you see that Cash is coming out of the dugout with a purpose, everybody knows what's going to happen, why he's going out to the bump, he's not going to talk it through with Snell, he's coming to get the baseball. Was there anything that Snell could have said to talk his way into staying?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think he could have said many things. Now, the question is whether Cash was going to accept it. See, this is the thing. You know, Jim, I read a lot, you know, and yesterday I was just thinking about Sun Tzu, you know, and the art of war.
Sure.
And he always talks about, you know, military formation being like water, meaning that there's no constant formation. Water has no constant shape. You have to be able to adapt based on the situation that you're encountering. So even though you have a strategy set before the game, which was pretty much written out, you know, by the Rays, they knew what they wanted to do. Snell, give me five, and then after that, I'm going to go to Anderson. You have to get a feel for what's happening in the moment if you're going to be victorious, if you're going to be successful. You cannot be so rigid and pretty much trust blindly, you know, intellect or data. You know, that's what I call the arrogance of intellect that could come back to bite you in moments like this. And last night was a perfect example of that. You know, what happened to grit? What happened to having a heart, you know, in the moment? You know, to rise to the occasion, allow the hero to rise to the occasion and conquer. Sports, that's why we love sports. And last night, it was pretty much the perfect example on how all these data-driven front offices are taken away from the fun of the game. It's so tough to see such an awesome team and an awesome story, awesome narrative that should have been allowed to play itself through. Just play it out. It was like you took the pencil away from a, you know, divine writer, you know, that was writing a pretty good script here going in. You know, Snell goes out there, you know, finishes the game, 1-0 victory, game 7 wins, you know, Rays have a shot at winning the World Series in the most unlikeliest of X scenarios. And yet, it you know, here we are, you know, World Series over, Dodgers are the champs.
Carlos Pena joining us. You know, Carlos, to that point you just made, I don't want to make things even worse, but if the Rays do win last night and Blake Snell is untouchable, if they win last night and they force a game 7, then you've got Charlie Morton going in game 7 with all the pressure on the Dodgers. How good would you have felt about the Rays' chances of winning it all then if they do get to a game 7?
Yeah, that is precisely why this carries so much weight. You know, yesterday's decision taking Snell out, now all of a sudden it's a chain effect. And, you know, another one of the things, we understand momentum. Momentum is real. So when you seize opportunities, more opportunities present themselves, right? Now, right there, going into that inning, you know, I said it. You know, I knew that, you know, Cash is so loyal to these statistics that I knew that if Snell walked the batter, if Snell gave up a hit, he was going to go get him. No. And now I think that is the absolute wrong decision, because by no means was he in trouble. But now if you fast forward and you say, wait a second, Morton was going to go game 7. Now the pressure is 100% on the Dodgers, and it's overwhelmingly so, very difficult to deal with. And now I really like the chances of the Rays. When you feel the weight of the narrative building up, Jim, as athletes, we know. I mean, you know what you're up against. It's something that is hard to quantify, but you feel it. You're like, wow, our backs are against the wall. And we're not only playing against, per se, the Rays, you're playing against this momentum that has been building. And And that's why right now it's going to be very, very difficult for these guys to get over the fact that they were in the World Series and that a decisive moment was made, you know, the decision was made to prevent failure. So in a sense, fearing failure instead of being aggressive and going for the win. That's what's difficult right here, especially when you have Snell that's just locked in one of your horses, one of the better pitchers of the race, Cy Young Award winner, the latest Cy Young Award winner, and you took the ball away from him. So that is just too painful. I mean, I think you can hear it in my voice.
Well, I can. We all can.
I've had a tough time.
I see you working. I can hear it in your voice. I understand this. What I wonder, Carlos Pena, my guest, and I do appreciate you coming on today. I wonder organizationally where the Rays go from here. In other words, do they look at this? When they look at this, will they say, we live and die with our process. We can live with this. You do not deviate from the process. Or will they look at this and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we need to tweak the process. Maybe we need to rethink the process.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, you know. But at the end of the day, look, we cannot deny that the numbers are helpful. But when you give up your sovereignty and you basically say, you know, we're going to let statistics rule the game, then that's where I think you've gone to the excess. And that's the point of no return. That's the point of diminishing returns at that moment. And you have to leave yourself a little bit of room. And look, let's just flip it to this. Look at what, you know, the Dodgers did. And look at Roberts. You know, allowing Urias not only to finish and pitch, you know, extend Urias on the, you know, NLCS, right? So he goes on extra innings, you know, that he would have, if you were to follow the book of his statistics, he would have gone to the bullpen and gone somebody else. But instead, he left Urias there. Last night, he did it again. So, in a sense, Roberts went with his gut, went with the observation, not just numbers. But then you look at Cash, and he was so rigid with those numbers that he says, even though I know Snell looks good, he says he feels good, he's dominating the Dodger lineup, I am going to remain loyal to the numbers, and I'm going to let the numbers dictate my decisions. See the difference? Now, right. The Dodgers are champions. The Rays fell short. That's the matter. But it could have been different. At the end of the day, we don't know what would have happened. But having that be the deciding factor, a machine, a formula, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Carlos Pena, my guest. So, Carlos, finally, what was your reaction when you heard that Justin Turner had been removed from the game in the eighth inning after testing positive for COVID?
Yeah, I was like, are you serious? You know, and then at the end of the day, you know, you think about the fact that he had been in the game, the test. At the beginning were inconclusive. Just the wrong, you really didn't even want to hear that. That's the last thing you wanted to hear. You know, it's been weeks since we've had a positive test in the major leagues. They've done an amazing job at keeping everyone safe and safe and remaining within the parameters and protocols that would have been set. So this is the last thing baseball needed. Hopefully now when we see that all the tests coming through, you know, there won't be any more complications, but just truly bad news. And I'm hoping for the best, in a sense.
A 14-year MLB vet, an all-star, a gold glover, a silver slugger, an AL home run champion, an AL comeback player of the year award winner in 2007, and in the process of assimilating something that was very difficult to see. Carlos, my friend, I know that you're having a tough morning. I really do appreciate your thoughts on that, and I appreciate the commentary very much. Appreciate the friendship. I know that next time we talk, you'll be in a much better spot, but I do appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts today very much.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to join you, man. I'll get over this, but it's tough. You know, I'll tell you this, and I'll leave you with this. I have two sons, right? And my oldest, I mean, he could not stop sobbing yesterday when Blake Snell was taken out of the game. And when you see, you know, a kid's heart broken like that, you kind of understand the magnitude of the moment and how much it means to the fans of Tampa Bay. So needless to say, a very sad day over here in Florida. And nothing, we're going to have to shake it off, but it's going to take some time.
I get that. I do understand that. Carlos, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. It's a great point that he makes, that you've got some broken hearts in Florida. You know, I'm sitting here as, quote, Dodger Jim, celebrating Los Angeles as the city of champions. I thought that he did an absolutely amazing job of laying that out. Carlos has a son who is sobbing uncontrollably, and I've got a son, Dodger Logan, that is bouncing off the walls.
Rogan Logan.
Yeah, two sides of that coin. That's a 14-year MLB vet laying that out with great passion, saying, come on, we're professional athletes. This is what we live for. This is what we play for. You don't let a machine make that decision. Where's the instinct behind the decision? Where's the gut feel behind that decision? What do you see with your eyes? But they've said it, and I said it myself. They're about the process. They have a system. They have a process. They stick to the process. They're not deviating from that process. My point is, deviate from the process. I understand that the process got you there. How in the world, though, do you look at Snell dominating that Dodger lineup? And these guys are looking bad, right? They're not hitting it right at people. They're not just not catching breaks. I mean, they're totally out of their element. He is embarrassing guys. He is making really good players, all-stars, MVPs, potential Hall of Famers, look really bad. And he gives up a second knock, one hit, and he's coming for him?